Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. If you remember, we've been talking about the Small Business Survival Course now for a few weeks. We've been through quite a few topics: finance, human resources, marketing, management, and now we're in the technology portion of the Small Business Survival Course. And if you remember, the reason I started talking about this was because of a statistic that I read from the Office of Advocacy at the SBA. You know, for years they'd been publishing statistics that showed that 50% of all small businesses fail by the fifth year. And this year, though, that statistic has changed. It's still 50% fail, but instead of in the fifth year, they're failing by the fourth year. That's an accelerated failure rate for small businesses in America. Now, how can that be? Why would that be? With all the information that's available, why would that be happening? Well, I have my ideas about why that would happen, and I won't go into that right now because that's not really what I want to talk about right now. But the fact remains, according to the SBA, and they do some pretty darn good research. I know Chad Moutre over at the Office of Advocacy, the chief economist there. You know him too. He's been on the show many times. He's a good one. He knows what he's doing. So I believe their numbers. And it just occurred to me that you know, we've all got to work a little harder. I've got to work a little harder getting the message out. You've got to work a little harder receiving the message and believing the message. And so I developed this Small Business Survival Course that I've been talking about. I've been writing about it. If you've been reading my articles, you know I've been writing about it since the first of the year. And the Small Business Survival Course is not everything you need to know about running a small business. Just some of the things that you probably haven't thought about lately. A lot of the things you haven't thought about. And so that's what I've been trying to focus on. Some of the areas that maybe you hadn't really focused on as much. And the thing that I keep coming back to is, as I told the group in Memphis yesterday, is what I call Blasingame's second law of small business. And here's Blasingame's second law of small business. It's easy to start a small business. It's not easy to run one successfully. Now, that's what I think this failure rate has accelerated, has moved up a year, where more people are failing in 4 years instead of in 5 years. And I believe it's because of that second law. It's easy to start a small business in America. It's not easy to run one successfully. And takes a lot of education, it takes a lot of thinking, it takes a lot of work, and you got to keep your eye a little bit ahead of the business. And a lot of people aren't ready for that, and they start a business anyway. And it's because of they've been downsized, right-sized, fired, can-sacked, whatever. They just get tired of their job, and they want to do something else. And they think, you know, if Jim Blasingame can do it, anybody can do it, right? Well, maybe so, but still hard. I want to talk about technology, the technology part of the Small Business Survival Course. And I'll remind you to think back, those of you who saw the movie The Graduate, I'll remind you to think back to one of the very first scenes. Benjamin Braddock who's played by, as you know, by Dustin Hoffman. This movie, by the way, goes back to 1967, but I've seen it. It's been on the cable movie channels quite a bit lately, so maybe some of you younger folks have seen it now. Anyway, Benjamin Braddock, Hoffman's character, has just graduated from college and they're having a party. And one of his father's friends walks up to him and says, Ben, he's going to give him advice for his life. And he says, Ben, one word, plastics. And that's the word, plastics. And that's been one of the most famous words, one of the most famous lines in cinema ever since then. For 40 years. So as you're about to graduate from the small business course, My one word to you is not plastics, it's technology. And I think that's one of the best words that anybody could give you. Because as you know, technology is not new. It's been around for as long as humans have been around, right? First caveman used a stick and a rock to move a bigger rock. That's when technology first came on the scene. But what we now know is that the technology that we have has done more to level the playing field for small businesses than anything else ever has in the history of the marketplace. I'll remind you that you have capability right now in your hands, literally you could hold in your hand technology with the power that exceeds what something that General Motors, if they had wanted it 20 years ago, if somebody could have developed it for them, they wouldn't have been able to hold it in their hand, and it would have cost them $50 million in 1980 money. And yet you have it in your hand, whatever it might be. There are a lot of different examples we could use. You have it in your hand. Maybe it costs you $100 for the machine and $20 a month for the service, for the software, for the capability, the processing power. You know, you have that in your hand. The access to information, the ability to turn on a dime, the flexibility, the efficiencies, the productivity that you and I can acquire through technology and of course every year, every decade, every generation that mankind has lived, we've been on the planet, technology has improved, but never before has it accelerated as it has in the last 20 years, and never before has it manifested in such power, such raw power, such competitive advantage for small business than it does right now. Modern technology is so incrementalized that small businesses, you and me, you and I can both compete head to head in many cases with big companies. Think about that. And what's even more exciting, though, is that many small businesses, and I'm so proud of the people who are doing this. I met a bunch of them in Memphis yesterday. They're using technology to show their customers that they can become integrated partners, not competitors, not just vendors, but actually integrated partners. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you can, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. And you can find my books there. You can find the Brain Trust members. The website is not all about me, folks. There's a lot of other folks there, over 500 members of our Brain Trust who are there to help you along the way as you make your journey along the road of your small business. So I hope you'll take advantage of all that information that's available there. I'm talking about the Small Business Survival Course and the technology, specifically the technology that you and I have available to us today. If you are feeling any kind of pain in your business right now, if you're feeling competitive pain, and I guess what? I don't care what it is. I don't care if you need more sales. I don't care if you need more profit. I don't care if you need you need some help with your employees. You're not getting as much as you need to out of your people. You know, a lot of these things there are human elements involved. A lot of them, there are fundamental elements involved. If you need more sales, you need better sales training. And so what's that got to do with technology? What if you're a small business? You probably can't afford to send somebody off or to bring somebody in to train your salespeople. Guess what? You can find sales training online through in the technology that's in your building. If you need to do a better job, if you need to get more sales, maybe you're not managing your prospects well. Guess what? There's technology that will help you manage your prospects more effectively, more efficiently. If you need to improve your accounting systems, guess what? That's right. You're with me already. Technology can help you with that. The plethora of technological solutions and resources that are available, that are incrementalized, meaning they're broken down. They're not big, heavy, unwieldy programs that you and I can't understand. These are little bitty, teeny tiny incremental offerings that thousands, hundreds of thousands of people have created for not just for your business, but maybe somebody's done it for your small business in your industry. Literally is a product that somebody's designed for a small business doing exactly what you do. Now, how do you find stuff like that? Well, you probably find that through your trade group, because that's where those people have come up through. They've come up through the trade, up through the industry, and they figured out a way to, they started out using it for their own business, and they said, you know what? I can probably make more money helping other people who do what I do their job better. And so many of these people quit doing the business that you're doing that they used to do, and they're now just helping people like you do a better job through the technology they've created. That there are thousands of stories like that. Folks, if you've got any pain in your business, there's probably a good chance that one of the important ways of solving that pain, of ending that pain, is through technology. You're probably doing something that a 21st century way. And you heard me say this in a previous hour. If you're doing anything in a 20th century way in your business right now, the way that you or anybody else did it in the 20th century, it's probably not helping you. And it may very well be hurting you. And it won't last long term. The 20th century, I asked a man who built a paper mill. That was his job, was to build Greenfield paper mills. I asked him once, how many of your employees use technology in the direct performance of their business in a factory, in a paper mill factory? He said 100%. And it's the same with your small business. Now I want to talk about technology and humans. You know, there was a time when people hired humans and they bought them the technology to support them. The most efficient and profitable companies in the 21st century will find the technology they need first, and they'll hire the people to support the technology. Now, I know that may sound a little harsh. That may sound a little rude. Maybe you know, not very human friendly, right? But it's reality, and that, you know, they're the humans doing everything that needs to be done in your small business is very 20th century. You've got to be able to leverage technology with the humans that you have, and you need to find the technology first and hire the humans to support it. If you're growing your business and your first thought is, I need to hire another employee, that's the wrong thought. That's the wrong first thought. That's a good second thought. If you're growing your business, if you're feeling the need to grow, if you're actually having the opportunity to grow, you should be thinking about, how can I grow with technology first? That's your first thought. And then people are second. Now, just so I can try to redeem myself a little bit, I'm going to remind you of what John Naisbitt said, as I mentioned in the last hour and as I mentioned many times before, in his landmark book, Megatrends. The wonders of high tech are no substitute for the value of high touch. People will always want to be able to have high touch. They're always going to want to have humans touching them. They're always going to want to have humans talking to them. So remember this. You want to run your business with technology, but you do want to have the humans dealing with the other humans as much as possible. And if you have your customers, if your customers ever do touch your technology, never let them touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. When your customers touch your technology, never let them touch it unless there's something in it for them. And you can write that on a rock. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back with a new friend, Nikki Beavers, outstanding entrepreneur. She and I will be right back after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.